Yes, hello, good afternoon. My name is Oscar from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. This will briefly just take 5 minutes of your time. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Thank you. And keep in mind, your answers will be strictly confidential, sir, okay? No question?
Okay, fine.
Thank you. What is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you, sir. And when there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always or most of the time or some of the time or rarely or never?
Always.
Thank you, sir. And do you recognize the name Keith Gross?
Keith Gross, no.
Thank you. How about the name Ron DeSantis? Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral or no opinion towards him?
Favorable.
Thank you. The next person, Donald Trump. Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral or no opinion towards him?
Favorable.
Favorable.
Thank you. And the last one on this, Rick Scott. Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral or no opinion towards him?
Favorable.
All right. Thank you. Next question, sir. If the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Rick Scott.
Thank you. Next question. Do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Support Scott.
Do you strongly support him or somewhat support him?
Strongly support him.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator? Approve, disapprove, or not sure?
Approve.
Thank you. Excuse me. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government? Approve, disapprove, or not sure?
Approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security? Approve, disapprove, or not sure?
I'm not sure.
Okay, thank you. And during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate, despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy. Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure to make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
No effect.
Okay, thank you. And finally, I'm going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary election were for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Rick Scott.
Thank you. And do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
You already asked that.
Strongly support Scott.
Thank you. And let's see. And what is your age group? In between 18 to 34 or between 35 to 49 or between 50 to 64 or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White, Caucasian.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up.
White Caucasian.
White Caucasian, thank you, sir. And do you consider yourself Cuban American, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And in terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you, sir. And this concludes our survey. I do thank you so much for your participation. Keep in mind your opinion is very important. So thank you so much for participating, okay? Take care, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.